So now we've gone through the whole history of your insulin. Were there any other changes in your treatment during the 80s and 90s?
2nd of February 1994, Magda Livingston introduced the NovoPen to me. And it was a blessing because there was less things to dispose of and it was easier to apply, yeah? I found that it was easier because you could click the number of units you needed. Whereas with a pen, you had to have very keen eye, with the ordinary syringes, you had a very keen eyesight, a sharp eyesight to view the syringes because they were quite small syringes depending on the amount of insulin you use. But with the pen, it was much easier. And another thing is, we went on to the Clinitest tablets, if I remember correctly, whereby you put so many drops of whey in. I don't know whether you needed any water, and you put this tablet in, and would it fizzle away like mad in the test tube for urine testing? But once the glucose strips came into use, that was a big blessing. You did away with all the testing of urine and whatnot, and managed it well, thank you.
And have you changed your diet at all over the years?
No, not really, because my main diet is rice, yeah? Occasionally I have noodles, but it's usually the rice stick. And I was told with the, what's it called now? Glycemic index, that basmati rice is the best for diabetics, but I don't like it. I find it very, very grainy. I'm used to the Thai fragrant rice, and I get by with that. And bread as well. Enjoy the Bergen soy and linseed bread because I was told that's good for diabetics as well, and it does me well. Yeah.
Do you still weigh and measure?
No more, no more, no more weighing and measuring. Just common sense, really. Because nowadays they say that your diabetes doesn't rule your life. You eat accordingly. And you give your insulin accordingly, but all within food wise, all within limitations. You have your treats occasionally. I haven't of late for since Christmas, but before that, if I just fancied a cube of dairy, Cadbury's dairy milk, I'd have it just to satisfy my desire, and I'd be as happy as Larry. But that would be it. I'd be happy then.
Can you remember when you began to have this new freedom?
No, not really. I think it must have come on gradually. Yeah. But everything within limitations, and I'm okay. The only thing what I cannot do is I cannot shed weight. But I was, and it's all around my abdomen, but I was told by somebody, diabetics go that way, long-term diabetics.
Well, obviously you can't take exercise at the moment with your injured ankle, but how much exercise do you have usually?
I walk a lot. Yeah, but I'll have to learn to do, what do you call this, touch, bend and touch my toes and